I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. I'm not much of a sports fan, except for ice hockey or the occasional football game, but I do enjoy baseball. I had delayed reading Chad Harbach's The Art of Fielding because I thought it would be another sports story about a sad sack team of misfits saved by the talent, hard work, and charisma of a young phenom. I sure did strike out in this at-bat. The Art of Fielding tells the story of Henry Scrimshander, skinny, talented ballplayer, obsessed with a fictional career and a fictional book by the fictional Aparicio Rodriguez, The Art of Fielding. Henry reveres Aparicio. He has the book memorized and carries it with him at all times. This young man comes under the notice of Mike Schwartz, a sophomore at Westish College on the shores of Lake Michigan in Wisconsin. This might seem to be a cliché-filled tale of sports, but this is not the full picture. Several characters slowly enter the story and all become intertwined. Henry's roommate Oscar, also on the team, has earned the nickname Buddha because he always has a book in his hands, even as he sat on the bench during a game. The college president, Gert Affenlight, opens his home to his daughter Pella after she leaves her husband in San Francisco. These five characters orbit around each other and interact in surprising and interesting ways. Henry's manual almost becomes a character itself, guiding him and eventually other members of the team. Harbach's prose mesmerized me. The pages flew by faster than I would have imagined, and the final resolution of the novel was completely unexpected. Pella begins dating Mike, but his relationship as Henry's mentor casts a pall over them. Harbach writes, "And had Pella said boo about any of it? Had not said, for instance, that Henry was an adult or nearly adult person who could fend for himself? Nor had she said that being occasionally unable to throw a baseball from one place to another with perfect accuracy didn't exactly qualify as tragic? Nor had she said, for instance, that Henry would start throwing the ball better when he felt like throwing the ball better? And maybe everybody should just leave him alone for a while and let whatever was going to happen happen. It was amazing the way people hemmed each other in, forced each other to act in such narrowly determined ways, as if the world would end if Henry didn't straighten himself out right now, as if a little struggle with self-doubt might not make him a better person in the long run, as if there was any reason why he shouldn't take a break from baseball and teach himself to knit, to play the cello, to speak Gaelic. But no, God no, he had to work hard and stay focused and grind it out and keep his chin up and relax and think positive and keep plugging away. Subscribe to every stupid cliche Mike or anyone else could throw at him. Working and worrying until he started having panic attacks, which wasn't tragic either, but was far from a promising sign." Recently released in paperback, The Art of Fielding by Chad Harbach has room for enjoyment by sports fans and avid readers of literary fiction. 5 stars. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories. Read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. If you have a question or a comment about this segment, please share your views with us. You will find the Contact Us link on the homepage of kwbu.org.